British authorities supported US authorities in what they were doing to inmates in Guantanamo?
I would be amazed. First of all, I have no factual knowledge of what transpired in any particular time, but I would be amazed, based upon everything I know, that anybody was mistreated in Guantanamo or anything that involved British officials. But let me just say one thing.
Wait. You're saying nobody was tortured. You're saying nobody was tortured in Guantanamo Bay.
Of course, nobody was tortured in Guantanamo Bay. Okay,
Have you completely missed the CIA Senate report on torture? Have you been living in a different world completely? Even the United States is admitting the torture took place. Why did he order the closure of Guantanamo? When he came into power, why did he say that I'm going to end torture? Because he accepted the torture existed. Waterboarding took place. These things did happen. The only place where they didn't happen was in your brain.
Waterboarding took place at Guantanamo.
So President Obama got this wrong, did he? President Obama misspoke or misunderstood? What do you think?
President Obama was referring to enhanced interrogation at so-called CIA black sites. That's a totally different issue what happened in Guantanamo. Nobody's alleged that there was any mistreatment in Guantanamo. But look,
nobody's
give me 30 seconds.
I think everybody, every single prisoner and American soldiers who served there, and including some prosecutors, American prosecutors like Matt Diaz, who resigned from the military commissions process, said
that
the torture
rubbish.
Was taking place.
That is,
you had...
In Guantanamo. That is total rubbish.
You had Captain James Yee who said that torture was taking place. You've got numerous people who served in Guantanamo who said torture took place.
Guantanamo achieved, David Rivkin?
Guantanamo has been harshly criticized and we paid a price for it. I understand that. But Guantanamo symbolizes that this is a real war against an implacable enemy, which if we do not win, is going to cost us dearly. This is not a criminal justice exercise. And I'm afraid that a vast majority of our European friends just don't get it.
Then why were over 670 prisoners, including myself, released? If we were so dangerous, why are we free men? That doesn't make any sense at all. You see, you made the big mistake. You called us the worst of the worst. You called us terrorists. You called us all sorts of things. Without any legal process at all, without any evidentiary process at all. And in the end of it, what you're left with is a place that is a stain on the United States of America, which you're trying to defend.
Okay, I'm so sorry we've run out of time.
20% of our people went back to fighting.
We've got to end it there. Thank you very, very much indeed. Thanks for coming in.